We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We have one of the more fascinating meet and greets perhaps we've ever had, simply because the caller, Dixon, who we're meeting right now, is calling from Utah and lives in Utah and is listening to this show and has been for a long time, which is really
different time zones.
That's so nice of it. So flattering. Dixon, hello. How are you?
Good. How are yourself?
Great. It's great to meet you. How did you stumble upon this show all the way in Utah?
I am from North Carolina. I'm a Randall man myself.
Ah.
And I was born in 2000, and my dad was a fan when y'all started up. So I've been listening my whole life, basically.
Man.
Literally.
That's really crazy. That's flattering.
Thank you. So and your dad.
Boy, it makes me feel a little old. When you were born in 2000, I was sitting right here in this chair, as was Christina.
That's right. We've broken a few chairs since then.
Yeah, it's not the exact same chair. I've gone through some issues.
Brought you to Utah, Dixon?
Snow. I know none of y'all went to App State. Chris Kelly famously going to Chapel Hill, not
correct.
App State.
That's right. Okay, right. All right. That's a burn. Yep. So.
Mountain school. Fell in love with the mountains. And then Utah just has more of them. So came out here.
No kidding.
So what do you do for a living?
In the winters, I work at a mountain. And then in the summers, I'm on a trail crew with the state. So we go around to different parts of the state, just cutting down trees and making new trails.
That you sound very happy.
Boy, you do. You sound like you have a happiness about you. You're young. You're out in the open air of Utah. And are you happy you made that decision to move there?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, I figure.
That's awesome. Aren't the Olympics coming back to Utah soon? Did I hear that?
Yeah, 2034, I believe.
Is that right? I didn't even know that. So you see a lot of the state. You see a lot, all over the state. You say, is it as beautiful as I think it is? I've never been to Utah.
Oh yeah, it's gorgeous.
I figure.
There's no better place to be outdoors, I would say.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Do you ever miss humidity? Do you miss the ocean or anything like that?
I miss Bojangles.
Yeah. A lot of people say that. We have a Bojangles here.
We do.
They don't have them in Utah.
I'll tell you, a lot of people, when they come back to North Carolina, do that whole first stop, Bojangles.
Yeah. But my daughter, I mean, she loves Bojangles. And if she were to move, she'd have to say, does the state have a Bojangles? I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's how much she likes that. Well, what do you have out there? Anything equivalent to that? Is there a restaurant out there you like that we don't have here?
We have In-N-Out and Raising Cane's out here, so it's not too bad.
What do you think of? And now we don't have. Is the In-N-Out,
we have Raising Cane's.
Yeah, we have Raising Cane's in some parts of the state. Do you love In-N-Out Burger? People seem to love In-N-Out Burger.
Oh yeah, the food, the burgers are good, the fries are okay, but for the price, it's hard to beat.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you in a larger city? You're on the top of a mountain. What's your social life like?
Yeah, I'm just in like the middle of Salt Lake.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you are.
Awesome.
And the App State to Utah pipeline is pretty big, so I know a lot of App State folks out here, thankfully.
Wow. Boy.
I would have never guessed.
No, me neither. So you must – do you ski like the – what are they called? Black Diamond? I mean, do you ski the really awesome mountains there?
Oh, yeah. I work at them, so I get to ride for free, thankfully. That helps a lot.
I guess.
But, yeah. I first moved here in 2022, and that year we got – the most snow they've ever gotten ever. So I got really lucky with that.
Can you snowboard and ski both?
I'm just a snowboarder myself.
Okay.
All right. It just sounds like, as Chris Dim said earlier, you're unbelievably happy, which is great.
Well, come on back for the baseball game.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back now. There's baseball game tomorrow.
You'll have
night.
To fly.
Yeah. We'd like to meet you. It's in 2 weeks. We'd love to meet you and have you. It's a meet and greet thing here, to go to the baseball game. What? Ask you this. Is there anything about Utah you don't like that you got out there and you were surprised by and like, oh, this is not my cup of tea?
It's not really any colder than North Carolina. Is dry heat, but I mean, today it'll probably be 95 or so.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. North Carolina.
Without the humidity, though.
95 in Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. But with no humidity, mm-hmm. I guess it feels a little better.
Huh.
Do you go to, like, jazz games? Are you a sports fan? Do you go to any of the Salt Lake City stuff?
I've been to one hockey game so far. That's about it.
Oh, that's right. They got
right.
Hockey now.
The Mammoth. Isn't that what they named them? The Mammoth in Utah?
It is.
That's pretty cool.
I'm more of the outdoor sports. So there's a big mountain bike race this weekend I'll be going to.
Well, that's Chris Dim's cool. Into that, to the Tour de France ends
not
up.
Not mountain biking.
No, not. Well, no, he doesn't mountain bike himself, but he watches mountain biking. He watches the Tour de France. So,
you have a couple mountain bikes in the garage.
I do have a couple.
Oh, that's right.
I do have a couple of
mountain
bikes.
I'll tell you what, since you've left North Carolina, that's one thing that hasn't changed.
No, it's the same.
Still in the garage.
I just saw those this morning, as a matter of fact, still hanging there. And I was just
long distance bird from Dixon.
That's a bird from the mountain time zone. It's 2 hours earlier
from
there.
From the Wasatch, right?
He's still from the Wasatch. You got me. Yeah, I still got those mountain bikes. If you'd like one, Dixon.
Come on back.
I mean, if you want to come on back, I make you a good deal on one. Although my wife says we can never sell them because after we retire.
That's right.
That's when we're going to start riding those bicycles. Jeez. Who's your favorite member of this program, Dixon?
Probably Christopher Merriweather, if I had to say.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dixon.
I mean, why not? What makes him so? Is it his great music and rock and roll knowledge?
Oh, yeah, by a mile. I mean, he's as somebody who's in their mid-20s and not sure what they want to do with their life, the thought of dropping out of school and listening to the radio all day is very tempting, and he seemed to make it work.
He did.
So where do you see yourself in 10 years, Dixon?
I don't see myself in 5 years. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's living for the day, man.
He lives for today. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's how it should be at age 25, too.
Man, what
young
a life.
And out there in Utah. Dixon, it's a real pleasure. You're like a breath of fresh air to this program.
Thank you. I try. I've got to be the young at the lower end of your listener age.
Yeah.
We get some that are it's really nice
to hear.
They
are younger, but
it's nice to hear from young folks. We've met some here on the meet and greet. But no one as far away as you in Utah, so we sure appreciate you listening, and it's a pleasure to meet you, Dixon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Back at you. Have a good one. Yep.
You too. Go have a great day. Dixon lives for the moment.
He doesn't know, not knowing where he'll be in 5 years, you'd never live like that.
Oh, my God. I have it mapped out. And, of course,
10 years back?
I'd rather be 10 years back ahead. Or 10 years ahead. Never where I am.
Never.
I'm the exact opposite of Dixon.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we'll actually not meet because he won't come back for the baseball game. He's a real. I really liked him, though. What a cool. I mean, I would never have the courage just to be like, I like the mountains. I'm going to move to Utah.
Right?
No. I would be terrified to do something like that.